VOA News, I'm Gene Randall. In Somalia today, there was a bloody attack in the capital, Mogadishu. At least 76 and as many as 90 or more people were killed when a huge vehicle bomb exploded at a busy intersection during the morning rush hour. Scores were wounded. Witnesses say the blast occurred at a security checkpoint near an office where Somali drivers pay their road taxes. Among the dead, a number of students. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the Al-Qaeda-linked terror group Al-Shabaab has carried out similar attacks in the past. United Nations experts say Al-Shabaab is capable of making its own explosives, which have become its weapons of choice. A Taliban force today attacked an army base in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 10 soldiers. The Afghan military says the pre-dawn bomb and gun assault happened in Helmand province, where most districts are Taliban-controlled. An insurgent spokesman claimed its fighters overran the army post and killed 26 Afghans. The Taliban this week have carried out repeated attacks against government forces in different provinces, inflicting dozens of casualties. An attack in Kunduz province Monday killed a U.S. Special Forces member. AP's Ben Thomas reports on that death with details newly released by the Pentagon.
A spokesman for U.S. forces in Afghanistan says Sergeant First Class Michael Goebel was with his unit when its members discovered an undisclosed amount of Taliban weapons in Kunduz province Monday. Goebel was killed and an Afghan service member wounded by an explosion as they were clearing out the cache. The Taliban had claimed it targeted the group with a roadside bomb.
The intensified insurgent activity comes despite an on-again, off-again peace process aimed at ending the 18-year-old Afghan war. U.S. officials say an American civilian contractor was killed in a rocket attack on an Iraqi military base near Kirkuk on Friday. Several U.S. service members and Iraqis were wounded. One source says the possible involvement of an Iranian-backed Shiite Muslim group, militia group, is being looked at. From Washington, this is VOA News. In Hong Kong today, police fought with protesters who marched through a shopping mall, demanding that mainland Chinese traders leave the city. In another weekend of anti-government tension in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory, the demonstration in Cheung Shui, near Hong Kong's boundary with the mainland, was part of efforts to pressure the city's government by disrupting economic activity. Police in civilian clothes tackled and handcuffed some protesters. Government broadcaster RTHK reported people were detained. The wreckage of a tour helicopter has been found off the coast of Kauai in the U.S. state of Hawaii. A fire department battalion chief says remains have also been discovered.
The passenger manifest confirms 7 individuals were on board the aircraft, and we have recovered 6 sets of remains. There are no indications of survivors.
The U.S. Coast Guard said steep terrain, low visibility, choppy seas, and rain had complicated search operation. New York City police are stepping up patrols in Jewish neighborhoods after multiple cases of anti-Semitic assaults this week during the Hanukkah holiday. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with a report.
As New York City's mayor met with Jewish leaders in Crown Heights, detectives were arresting a woman on hate crime charges for slapping 3 female victims in the face and head.
During the interrogation, she made statements that she committed this crime because she thought that they were Jewish.
Chief of Detectives Rodney Harrison says it's not an isolated case.
We've noticed 8 hate crimes that are alarming to us.
Monday, a man wearing a yarmulke was attacked and kicked in Manhattan, and 2 boys were accosted by a group of attackers in the Williamsburg section of Brooklyn. The Jewish community is already on edge since an attack earlier this month at a kosher market in Jersey City that left a policeman and 3 civilians dead. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Spanish Coast Guard vessel this weekend picked up 24 African migrants from a boat in the Atlantic Ocean, prompting a familiar question, what next? Here's Reuters correspondent Emma McCarthy.
The vessel brought the migrants, including 2 babies, to the Canary Islands port of Gran Canaria. The Coast Guard said all those rescued were in good health. Earlier on Friday, a German NGO ship rescued 32 migrants from an overcrowded rubber dinghy off the coast of Libya after receiving an emergency call late on Thursday. The CI rescue ship is now en route to the Italian port of Lampedusa.
That was Reuters correspondent Emma McCarthy. The UN General Assembly has approved a resolution condemning human rights abuses of Rohingya and other minorities in Myanmar. The vote was 134-9 with 28 abstentions. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.